Hello, it's episode 416 of Saddest Nights Out, being recorded on 0416 if you were to write the date as an American. How's that for a nice bit of symmetry? Hello to Marco V in particular for being the newest member of the Patreon. Welcome, we're also happy to have you, which brings the number to 32. And it's been a couple of days since I've recorded, because my toothache has reared its ugly head again. There's been a few nights sat in bed where I'm just at the mercy of my gums throbbing. I will go to the dentist when I can afford to go to the dentist, and if this doesn't subside after a few more days, which is what it did last time. So today, instead of a whole bunch of yapping from me to our honorary regulars, Dan, Jake, James, Jill, Kay, Sally Lee, my mum, and our newest regulars, Ryan and Amelia. Link in every description to send me a voice message, link in the bio for where to find me online and to join the Pound a Month Patreon. I will just play a little bit of bass guitar. Bass guitar that has some chorus effect on it. Might even attempt to sing. This first piece is by one Sky Ferreira. It's called Downhill Lullaby. If I don't screw it up. Such a dark, haunting song. And now to something that has the opposite sentiment. Or maybe the same. Maybe this could be seen as something dark instead of something bright. This is by Desire, and it's called Under Your Spell. I don't sleep, I do nothing but think of you. I don't eat, I don't sleep, I do nothing but think of you. You keep me under your spell, you keep me under your spell, you keep me under your spell. You keep me under your spell. Keep me under your spell, you keep me under your spell. Putting effects on the bass guitar because it can sound a little bit like a synthesizer. I think the bass guitar is criminally underused by most bands. It's just reduced to playing the root notes of songs. Particularly now when so many bands feel like they're doing cosplay of Talking Heads. So the guitars will all play riffs repeatedly, and it will be the bass guitar that plays the chord changes. But I think we need to forget saxophones. Bring back the bass solo. I have 16 songs, at least 16 songs called Midnight. One of them has a bass line that does this. Messed it up towards the end there, but you wouldn't know that because you've never heard that before, at least not from me. So I could have bluffed and said I played that flawlessly, but alas, that's just the kind of podcast host I am. One more piece of bass because I'm on the verge of running late for a band rehearsal that I'm going to this evening. This is an actual bass solo that I'm really excited to actually make happen one day this year. Putting it out there. It goes like this. I have a really ugly distorted sound on this, which sounds like this. Brace yourselves. We're distorted, we're loud. And this bass solo sounds like this. A 1, 2, 3. I'll leave you with one more bit of bass and then I really have to get going. Different sound effects this time. This is Justice with Civilization. So going from the start. Beating of a million drums, fire of a million guns, mother of a million sons. Aha! Oh, God. Civilization. Beating of a million drums. Fire of a million guns. Mother of a million sons. Civilization. I have no idea how any of this sounded. Maybe you couldn't hear my voice at all as soon as the bass started playing. We're going to roll those dice and hope for the best. The code word for today's episode is desire. Thanks for listening. I'll try to come back tomorrow. I'll try to make videos again. I've psyched myself out, but I'm working on it. Thanks for sticking around. Thanks again, Marco, for joining us. Thank you. I'll finish that thank you in the next episode. For now, I'll just say, look after yourselves. I'll catch you on the next one. And until then, take care.